The public should know what drug and medical device makers pay doctors. That's because of concerns that gifts and consulting fees may influence what treatments doctors recommend for their patients. Investigative reporters have sorted those payments by hospital and found wide variation in San Diego and across the nation. Cheryl Clark is with KPBS media partner iNewsSource. She discussed the issue with KPBS editor Tom Fudge.
Cheryl, what sort of industry payments are we talking about?
Well, Tom, we're talking about free meals or money for speaking engagements, travel expenses, drug samples, royalties, and consulting fees that the medical industry pays doctors. For several years, this data has been publicly released by Medicare under a provision of the Affordable Care Act. The idea behind the law is that the public has a right to see which doctors are getting paid what and by whom in order to see a doctor's prescribing and treatment patterns, especially if more effective or cheaper alternatives are available. Now, the data we're talking about today was released a year ago for 2014, but there's a new twist. Reporters for ProPublica sorted this data to see whether industry payments to doctors might vary depending on which hospital systems those doctors are affiliated with. And what they found was that was indeed the case. And they shared it with us to sort out for our own San Diego hospitals and doctors.
Okay. Well, what does the data show about San Diego County doctors?
Well, it shows that the percentage of doctors who took any money varied greatly depending on the hospital. For example, at least 4 out of 5 doctors at Scripps Green, Alvarado, Paradise Valley, and Grossmont Hospital received payments. Half of doctors at UC San Diego Health and fewer than 1/3 of doctors at Kaiser Permanente. And by the way, in some cases, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars to one doctor in that calendar year. One doctor at UCSD, for example, received money or gifts adding up to $706,000, much of it from one company.
Just in one calendar year?
Yes.
Well, is there anything illegal about this practice?
Not necessarily, although in some cases, doctors may be violating anti-kickback laws or going against hospital rules, which may or may not be tightly enforced. A top official for Sharp Hospitals told me Sharp relies only on what physicians tell them they received and haven't been double-checking with the federal database. He did say that may soon change, though. Now, hospitals are starting to crack down. For example, pharmaceutical representatives are not allowed to bring food to doctors at Sharp or Kaiser hospitals.
Cheryl, do any San Diego hospitals really stand out for what their doctors accepted?
Yes, Tom. Scripps Green's doctors led the list, with about 83.8% of their doctors taking any money and nearly 13% taking $5,000 or more. At least half of the doctors at all hospitals in San Diego County accepted any industry payment.
How do we know that payments can influence doctors and cause them to treat patients differently?
Well, there's new evidence. As of about a week ago, a major medical journal reported that these industry payments, even as small as one meal worth $20, can influence a doctor to prescribe a brand name drug over an equivalent, less expensive generic.
So what do hospitals have to say about this?
Well, of the organizations that responded to my inquiries, most had very little to say. Some gave the excuse that they're powerless to tell their doctors what to do because of a California law that prohibits most hospitals from employing doctors. But some researchers who have examined this issue think that's just an excuse. They say that hospitals, through their physician leadership committees, have enough power to restrict their doctors from taking these payments. You can read the ProPublica and iNewsSource stories and see the charts we put together on our website.
Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.